what's in it for you?
We talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Hey,
hold on,
you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back, people. You're listening to me, Two Fellas. This is the Two Fellas Show. I'll be holding it down. I'm trying to hold it down just a little bit, you know, Revolution Radio. Glad to be a part of the family, you know, as long as they have me, you know, I'm glad to be here with you, sharing this information, you know, just trying to bring it across the way. You know, I may be a help in this society because, you know, in a way that, in a lot of ways that it hasn't been brought across, to us, you know, individuals and told to us in a way, you know, that I try to bring it across as well, you know, as far as myself, you know, I try to bring it in a way to where I could bring something that I feel blessed. That number one is, and this is monumental to me, that I use the microphone in a way to where I can amplify what is on my heart that might be a blessing to you. And I'm not going to, for a moment, I mean, you know, Lord forbid, I mean, if I can lose my next breath and not be able to share another moment with you. But at least you can say and take away that dang on Two Fellas, boy. That joker, he tried to bring it across, you know. He tried to bring some real information that we can understand and what's going on here. And if I cut on one of these mainstream nighttime talk shows on the radio, I go on my television, you think they're going to speak like that? Hell no. They wouldn't for 1 minute go come speaking like that. You know, they might. You know, some of them, you know what blows me away? And this is what something I hope y'all take away, too. That there's a lot of times you'll find these. Now, this is on television now. The media on television. The whole time that this damn COVID thing has been going on. What they did was, you know, they were telling you how much Johnson & Johnson made. How much, you know, Pfizer made. You know, how much their stock value was raised. You know, they would give you all the information of the benefits and the benefactors of the stocks, the stock value that it was making day to day. But in a lot of sense, they wasn't speaking out against it, you know, and calling these people out, like, in other words, you know, they were trying, you could almost like, well, they had to remain professional. Yeah, that's if you want to be passive about all of this. And that's what they do. They figure out a way psychologically, as Deacon and I put it across, mind rape you. That's what they do. They don't come speaking like we speak here at Revolution Radio. Because if they did, they would probably lose their job. Get the hell out of here, they would tell them. Well, they would tell them straight up, get out of here, man. You can't be talking like that on the air. What the hell is wrong with you? You know, you sound like Revolution Radio. I just brought it real with that statement, huh? I just hit it out the park. This is how wonderful it is, you see? And, you know, when you come listen to Revolution Radio, see how you take away something from it? Now I'm fixing to give you some disappointing news. I only got 30 minutes to this yard, and I got to get myself together here so I can get out this truck. But, I'm hoping y'all loving this stuff, man, because this is real stuff here. This is good information. This is real. This is what needs to be brought across in our world, you know, of, you know, what they don't tell you. You know, you could say that. What they don't even tell you this kind of stuff, right? And, you know what's a wonderful thing, too? I want to give a shout-out to my friend over there, 808, and Pat, that's down in Australia. Shout-out, Pat, if you're listening, in 808. That they came on the air with me one night, and I showed them a bunch of my art, you know, and they really, really took a liking to my art stuff that I do. And this was fun. Now, I do puzzles and stuff like that. I enjoy the puzzles. You know, 750, 1500. I'm thinking about getting some that are like 1,000, 1500, something like that. So, you know, this is the freedom that I enjoy, you know, of having such a platform here at Revolution Radio and taking this microphone and, you know, sharing it with my friends and, you know, people that come and listen, like 808 and Pack and you know, Sergeant Miller and Deacon and all the rest of the guys, the hijacker, you know, and John Wayne, God bless him tonight, you know, and God bless his health, and Jer Bear, this is fun stuff, man. This is awesome to be able to bring such a information across the airwaves in a way to where you all could comprehend what I'm saying. The way I'm bringing it across to where, you know, you're like, man, there's no way I'm going to go listen to these other losers. You know, and this ain't trying to demean the people, but it's just a figure of speech. But, yeah, it sounds like just like it sounds. Okay? And my boy on Orange County Choppers used to say, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. shit. I love that saying, man. That's freaking awesome. So the thing is, you know, that we bring such a platform across the airways that we're not wanting to mind rape you. We're wanting you to take away from what we're stating and bringing across the airways that, you know, you can wake up every day. If you can go do some type of art, you know, you could get into some puzzle making, anything to free you up. You know, from your day-to-day struggles, you know, build birdhouses, you know, get into this type of stuff, man, and that sets you free. You know, listen to some comforting music and get away from that old, you know, and I'm not saying you have to dislike your old-time rock and roll and all that stuff. I like the 70s stuff. That's some beautiful music, Karen Carpenter and all of them, you know, and James Taylor and all of the rest of them like that. You know, I love all that music, man. It's great. But, you know, when you go and fooling with bird houses and, you know, different type of puzzles and stuff, you want to listen to something a little different, you know, and maybe a little more, even more simplified. And yeah, go check that out if you can. Some of that oceaneering music or something like that. And you'll be surprised what you could come up and stumble up on. And, you know, while you're doing all that wonderful fun stuff that's setting you free from your day to day, you know, on the weekends when it's raining outside, you know, you play board games with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whatever family, you know, if you could do these things and, you know, you don't have to include the alcohol and, you know, the drugs or whatever, you know, if you want to have a glass of wine, that's fine. Couple glasses, whatever. But include the kids, you know, have fun with it, you know, and try to set yourself free from the garbage, you know, of you know, evil spirits and all that stuff, man. You got to let all that junk go. You know, I heard them talking about, you know, cannibalism, eating each other and all that stuff earlier. Man, guys, y'all got to screw your head on, man. Come on. This is Revolution Radio. We got to use this platform to help people, man. Come on. You know, get with the program. Let's put it out there, even if it's about some of this political stuff. You know, bring it across to where people, you can ingest your opinion about it to where you can make it a positive. Speaking truth to life. If you can do that, we got something going on here. You know, this is what Revolution Radio is. It's to separate it, set it apart from all the others. You know, this is what we do. This is why this is called Revolution Radio. Talk about having a revolution. This is what we need to have. And if this is the mindset that we need to be in to have this revolution, then let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it to where we're making a difference here at Revolution Radio. We're being the one that everyone wants to emulate, you know, because just like I said, with, you know, the wanting to have the world would want to emulate the U.S. Well, you know what? If the U.S. can't be on the forefront of wanting other countries to emulate us and they want to follow after China, you know, and stuff like that, you know what? We hear Revolution Radio. We're going to stand tall. We're going to be the David in the David and Goliath, you know, if that's so be, because we have a powerful standing that stands with us and is behind us. And you know what? Stay tuned. It gets good. It gets better. Because you know why? Not only all of our other friends that are here with us on this station, but you got the two feathers in your corner. Hello. Hello. Yeah, Bubba. And my best partner over there, Sergeant Miller. He's in the turn, hitting the 360. So don't come creeping in step. So guess what? Me and him work shoulder to shoulder. He knows how I am. He knows the love come with me. That's why me and him are still friends to this day. And he knows I love him like a brother. And I got other brothers out here just like. And I'm just glad to be a part of the station. I give a shout out, a big shout out to the management team, to Miss Willow. Thank you for having me. I got to shut this thing down, folks. I may be back. I'm hoping that you're loving me because I'm loving you back. This is Two Feathers. I got to sign off, folks. I got to get out this truck. I ain't got but about 20 minutes. I got to shut this thing down. I love you. Hopefully I'll be back. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come.
Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you would be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome, folks, to Cabal Empire Exposed, where every week we take a look at the latest crazy news events and dissect them for your, I won't say entertainment, but I will say for your information. And take from it what you will. You know, obviously, I express pretty strong viewpoints, and I don't expect all listeners, of course, to agree with me. That's the wonderful thing about maybe what we once had in America, where Americans could disagree and not kill each other, you know. But nowadays, it's like people go apeshit now if they encounter anybody that's not in agreement with their usually rather biased views. You know, I mean, we all have our biases, right? Then they don't want to have anything to do with you. I mean, there's no such thing as discussion, you know, or even debate. No, it doesn't happen anymore. And what does that say? It says they got us exactly where they want us, divided. And divided we fall. That is the reality. It may be cliche, but it's awful true. If you are not able to actually tolerate differences between yourself and others, then that constitutes a very one-sided viewpoint that's going to only cause barriers in communication and understanding and information flow. And those of us who are paying attention to Revolution Radio, we're all about trying to get a sense of what the hell is going on this crazy, insane earth. So we tune in and we listen and we try and figure out from perspectives presented how we view the world. So that's what the whole object of having a forum here, to be able to expound on particular issues in some depth that you don't obviously get from mainstream media. All you've got are lies, propaganda. So, you know, this is a little bit different, and I appreciate each and every person that bothers to pay attention to what I have to say every week. I don't know how many of you are out there, probably not very many, but I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing because that's all I know how to do. I try to tell the truth, and that's all I can do. I make mistakes. I'm not, you know, correct every single time, but I do my best. And I'm an honest person with integrity that does my best to present what I consider to be true events based on solid sources as best as I can. And so without further ado, I'm just going to jump right in to this week's news events and developments. Alex Jones has announced in an Austin courtroom, after declaring bankruptcy, that he now believes that the Sandy Hook shooting was, quote, 100% real. A sad day for those who value truth and justice. It reminds me of when a weaker wrestling opponent as a kid finds himself in a gruesome headlock, so he cries, "I'm a monkey's uncle," as an act of submission and defeat in face of an impossible, highly embarrassing, highly awkward, humiliating situation that you just want to make go away. And usually your opponent lets up on the headlock and you at least aren't having a headache from that little encounter. So that's what it reminds me of. And we recall that Alex Jones doing this a couple of times in the past, when the heat and the wrath of the system breaks him down in submission. He's done it before, and I will cite it an example. He exposed himself so much. He's exposed so much of the bullshit, and he deserves a lot of credit. He's been out there probably longer than just about everybody that tries to get a line on the truth and has the voice to be able to speak it, and he's got as big as any of the voices out there, and so that's why they're going after him. It's so obvious. The higher you are on your level of people listening and processing and perhaps even believing what you have to say, the more of a target and a threat that you are then manifesting to the evil enemy, because they cannot tolerate the truth ever getting out. And he's put a lot of truth out there over, what, 30-something years or whatever. So, yeah, he's the high profile. They want to take him down. They got him in court again. So, and he's crying, you know, monkey's uncle. So they let up and won't, you know, come down on him so hard anymore. I understand the human dilemma and the human drama going on here. But, you know, I can't help but say, you know, I wish you didn't say that, Alex. Come on. You're letting them win when you do that. But anyway, because I'm all about truth, you know, and integrity means no matter what, you know. Well, you know, anyway, we'll move on, or at least kind of now. All right. For many decades, it's sad to see him kowtow to evil just so they don't completely destroy his operation. And that's what he was afraid of. He declared bankruptcy. He's in trouble, I'm sure. So he feels, okay, I got to, you know, say uncle so that they let me go and I can carry on. So he is coerced into groveling and apologizing, making a false statement under so much pressure. After exposing James Alifantis of Pizzagate infamy, you recall a few years ago, he was coerced into actually apologizing to that sick asshole. Fact. James Alifantis is a pedophile that did horribly bad shit at his Comet Pizza to little children and was in tight with pedophiles Hillary Clinton and Obama and their DC pedo operation. How else does a sick fuck owning a pizzeria be GQ's 49th most powerful figure in the nation's capital where the central halls of power are located? Okay, I got it figured out. I wrote all about it. You know, check out one of my chapters in book 4 devotes itself to Pizzagate, which is a really stupid name, but we can thank James for that, too. And I stand by my friend, James Alifantis. No, excuse me. Oh, my God. James Fetzer, another gen. Very important difference between Alifantis and Fetzer. I'll tell you that. I stand by my friend, James Fetzer, who wrote the book on the Sandy Hook false flag, and is still also drawing heat for it. They take the highest people. Alex is the highest. James Fetzer is right up there. His website, where I place all my articles, went down this week, and in its place was a page imposed by one of the alleged Sandy Hook parents, Leonard Posner, reminding people going to Jim Fetzer's website that Posner owns him with a $450,000 defamation judgment against James Fetzer for simply telling the truth in a truth-starved world where Lucifer's deception rules the earth like never before. The evil establishment has declared war on all of us, but especially anyone who stands up for the truth. We are targets in their crosshairs now more than ever. The message agenda behind all these latest Sandy Hook developments is that the evil ones are coming after anyone who speaks the truth. Well, I got a message for all you warmongering, genocidal killers and child rapists out there. No matter how powerful or famous you might be, we, the good people of this earth, are coming after you. Truth will bring justice for the millions of victims out there permanently who've been seriously injured physically, emotionally, or spiritually, or killed by your crimes against humanity. And you will all pay. If your karma doesn't catch up to you in this lifetime, your judgment day is coming soon, and your karma will be roasting for eternity in hell where you belong. All you soulless, heartless murderers out there, we are coming for you. Not the reverse. We're coming for you, armed with the truth. Okay, let's move on to the next news item. This is kind of a follow-up for the ongoing saga of Brittany Griner. The he-she male oddity, who is Brittany Griner, the WNBA fraud star, as the best man playing in the Women's Basketball League, yesterday received a sentence of 9 years in a Russian prison for trying to smuggle hash oil out of the Moscow airport last February. That'll teach the 6-foot-9-incher not to be so stupid. Of course, the Biden clown show is all up in arms. I heard that one Russian arms dealer named Viktor Bout, a.k.a. the Merchant of Death, who knows where lots of bodies are buried in the West, is valuable enough to Russia to be worth a prisoner exchange for two Americans, Brittany and a Paul Whelan, who appears unfairly accused and imprisoned on a perhaps bogus espionage charge since 2018, to be fair enough a deal on the current negotiation table. So I hope that at least for Paul's sake, he does get released, and yeah, okay, let's throw in the he-she also. Free the he-she too. And then you can have your Mr. Viktor Bout, who knows a lot, I'll tell you, as an arms dealer, one of the top arms dealers in the entire world. Illegal arms at that. Okay, now let's turn to the clown story of the clown stories that's been going on all week. Pure clown show theatrics all this week through misdirection, starting with the Nancy Pelosi drama queen show. Will she or won't she go to Taiwan? This 82-year-old battle axe who, like her pedo perv imposter Biden, can't even put a string of words together to make even one intelligible sentence. Pelosi's a total disgrace, again like her boss, rendering America the laughingstock of the planet. In recent years, this alcoholic's incapable of making any sense, making any rational deal, or solidifying any possible relationship with anyone, anywhere. Through bribery and blackmail, China owns the captured Biden, Pelosi, and America. It's all kabuki theater, high drama, as for weeks in advance, China warns World War III is coming if she dare lands in Taiwan, which on Tuesday, August 2nd, she and her little delegation did just that, right on cue, accompanied by nonstop 24/7 coverage with the whole world supposedly watching. It's so sickening. In response, China has simultaneously launched targeted military actions consisting of five live fire exercises completely encircling the island of Taiwan in a siege. Yep, that's what's going to take place. An embargo, a forced embargo. That's what's going to happen. They're going to really turn up the heat on this little island nation of Taiwan of fellow Chinese people that were only separated because the West had their backer in Chiang Kai-shek, who lost the little battle between the basically skull and bones Yale that educated and supported Mao Zedong from the very beginning. Remember, the Rothschild banking cartel backs every conflict on every side, so they always make profit. So they split, just like with North and South Korea, and what other one? Of course, North and South Vietnam, and of course, Taiwan and Red China. Yeah, okay. So, all right, always tit for tat. Nancy's no-brain purpose on the world stage is to intentionally incite and provoke China's wrath and aggression, despite U.S. claims still adhering to an official one-child policy. excuse me, one China. Yeah, they have that too, but no, one China policy. Yeah, I remember my chapter on China in my books. Okay, one China policy, while its duplicitous exceptionalism apparently permits the U.S. to act just the opposite, with Pelosi's first words off the plane at the Taipei airport justifying her reason to be there because of, quote, America's unwavering commitment to support Taiwan's vibrant democracy. This entire publicity stunt is a staged charade to drive up tensions, to foment and trigger World War III, creating anxiety and fear throughout the world. Got to keep the global masses in a nonstop panic mode for maximum control purposes. According to China's foreign minister, quoting his boss Xi Jinping last Thursday in his phone call with Biden, those who play with fire will perish by it. Those are the Xi's words to Biden imposter. Reportedly, even the Pentagon is feigning feeble wariness over Pelosi's visit, creating such a serious security risk. Yet she insisted, as if this no-brain, empty-headed puppet is acting independently with her following through on her prior trip commitment originally scheduled but canceled last April due to COVID. Her itinerary included stops in all of Asia's token Western puppet nations, Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, and, of course, Japan. On Wednesday, she was off to South Korea, but the South Korean president and even foreign minister refused to even meet her at the airport or meet with her on her two-day sojourn there. Just like sappy Biden, she's a liability to anyone that associates with her, a pariah of the first order, not worth either the time of day or any respect for such a drama queen wench of evil that she is. This is the clown show of all clown shows on full wag-the-dog display before the world, while the chief imposter clown back in the States gets his second back-to-back COVID dose of quarantine isolation, signaling his next will most likely be his last. Next, this puppet clown world show is all about hiding the fact that everything is about to crash big time, including Biden and Pelosi's puppet masters, the DeVos-Rothschild banking mafia gang, all are about to crash and burn. Their U.S. fiat dollar and their long-planned global economy collapse, an unprecedented worldwide economic depression, everything bankrupted is ready to blow at any time, any day or any week. But as conditions grow more unstable and frantic for the elite and us Earth residents alike, expect more of their staging major false flag fireworks that will continue to play the blame the Russia game. Meanwhile, depleted Ukraine has no more military left to slow down or stop Russia from taking most or all of what was left of Ukraine for itself, likely for PR purposes so as to not appear to be too greedy. Moscow may donate partition parts off to Romania and or even Hungary. Recall that realist Hungarian President Viktor Orban, among the all EU members, has been the most vocally critical of the West's failed sanctions, while most urgently needing Russia's oil and gas supply to survive this winter, like mostly all of Europe. They desperately need it. Well, at least he's trying to be fair-minded and realistic and, you know, say, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. But Germany, France, Italy, UK, they all want to go down. Well, okay. The masters that pull the strings want to take Europe down. That's what it's all about. The puppets are there to just say, yeah, another sanction, another sanction. Yeah, only hurting them. Okay, I think everybody knows that now. Brace yourself. Okay. Here's some important news. Not so much that it's telling us something we don't already know, but based on real solid physical evidence that's indisputable, the Russian military has declared that Ukraine is the origin of COVID-19 fake pandemic virus, and that the culprits behind it are the globalists and the Democratic National Committee, i.e. Democratic Party, the so-called Demoncrats. I'm going to read a piece called Clandestine Newsletter, put out on bioclandestine.substack.com. Check it out. New biological update from Russia. New briefing from Chief of Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Defense Forces, General Igor Kirillov, on military biological activities of the United States in the territory of Ukraine. The Russian military have been studying biological samples from surrendered Ukrainian soldiers, and what they have been finding is beyond disturbing. Approximately 20% of them carrying West Nile pathogens, which were being studied by the, quote, Pentagon as part of the Ukrainian UP-4 and UP-8 projects, suggesting that Ukrainian soldiers are being subject to involuntary biological experimentation and exposure to biological weapons. Think Nuremberg. In addition to carrying pathogens, nearly all the surrendered Ukrainian soldiers carried traces of a wide variety of narcotics and opioids, including meth and codeine. Russia were sure to remind us of the Nazis' usage of methamphetamines in World War II. I covered this 2 weeks ago when the left-wing media tried to spin this reality as some sort of X-Men mutant conspiracy theory. No, they are just Nazis, and historically, Nazis used drugs, particularly as an advantage in war. Okay, the Clandestines newsletter. There's some guy on Substack.com named Clandestine, and he puts out a newsletter, and this is what he says. Ukraine adopts historic Nazi tactic of supplying methamphetamines to military forces. The imbeciles at the Daily Beast falsely claim Russia are losing the war and falsely claim they are blaming it on genetically modified, quote, mutant troops as a result of the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Before reading the article, understand that this is straight-up nonsense from the Daily Beast and the left-wing media, and the only reason it's being reported is, and then you go to the Daily Beast article. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go on with his newsletter. Russia goes on to cite that this methamphetamine Ukraine are using, Pervitin, was also used by U.S. soldiers during Vietnam and Korea. It's designed to reduce the psycho-emotional burdens of war. However, an intended side effect is excessive aggression, which Russia alleges is one of the main factors for the nationalist Ukrainian forces displaying, quote, extreme cruelty to civilians and the shelling of their own people in Donbas. Ukraine are using mind-numbing agents on their forces to make them more susceptible to carrying out heinous acts. Next, we find perhaps the most explosive slide to date, in which Russia finally comes out and directly accuses the U.S. of being responsible for the creation and release of COVID-19. What I have been saying from the beginning is that this all leads to COVID-19, which will be the nail in the coffin and the red pill that wakes up the world. Yep, it is. The backlash the U.S. are facing from Russia and the rest of the Eastern world is directly because of the world found out the United States created COVID. Specifically, the DNC, Democrats, liberal globalists, as the Russians allege, not Trump. He's just a dupe, useful idiot. Russia clarifies they have record of over 16,000 biological samples, including blood and serum samples, transported from Ukraine to the U.S., Georgia, European countries. The U.S. claimed that all of these biological samples would be used, quote, exclusively for peaceful purposes, but we can see that they were not. Russia then pointed to the U.S. Congressman Jason Crow of the House Intelligence Committee, warned Americans about the dangers of giving their DNA to private companies, think 23andMe, for testing because, quote, there is a possibility that test results will be sold to third parties, and the information obtained could be used to develop biological weapons targeting specific groups or individuals, unquote. Sounds exactly like what Russia has been saying, alleging all along, that the U.S. has been producing biological weapons to ethnically cleanse certain individuals of select genome sequences. I don't know about you, but ethnic cleansing with biological weapons doesn't sound very, quote, democratic, but maybe that's just me. Russia says this activity gives reasonable cause to question U.S. military biologists in the emergence and spread of the COVID-19 pathogen. Russia cites, quote, in May 2022, Jeffrey Sachs, a leading expert in the respected medical journal The Lancet and professor at Columbia University, the leading academic institution for global biosecurity, told a conference in Spain that, quote, the coronavirus was artificially created and is very likely to have been created using American advances in biotechnology, unquote. I mean, this isn't news to any of us that have been following along here for the last 2 years. Take that in for a moment. Yep, Russia just accused the United States of creating and releasing COVID-19, which we knew all along that they did. Yes, they say it's a China because they work with China. They paid money. They gave U.S. tax dollars to China, to their Wuhan lab, so that they could do the upgrade the function level, the gain of function, you know, make it more potent and try and get a bat in there so that they can blame the bats instead of the U.S., you know. But wait, there's more. Russia confirms the unnatural behavior of COVID-19 proves that this virus was not only man-made, but being constantly worked on and, quote, artificially fueled via the introduction of different variants to different regions. Myself and many others have been leaning towards the idea that Wuhan was not the only origin of the C19 outbreak. It was released at multiple labs around the world with different specially engineered variants designed to target the people of the region with genome-specific C19 virus. The DNC globalists were using Ukraine as the home base for production of the virus, then shipping the genome-specific viruses to labs around the world to be released to ensure the virus infected the entire world. According to our experts, this is evidenced by the uncharacteristic variability of the genovariants that cause different peaks in the incidence of coronaviruses. Significant differences in lethality and contagiousness, uneven geographical distribution, and the unpredictable nature of the epidemic process as a whole. It appears that despite efforts to contain and isolate the disease, This pandemic is being artificially fueled by the introduction of new variants of the virus in a particular region. Yep. Russia goes on to directly accuse the U.S. Agency of International Development, the old familiar crime organization called USAID. We got a lot of mileage out of that one in Ukraine, too, for the overthrow in 1914, of involvement of the creation of the new COVID variants, citing that they have been studying coronavirus since 2009, Obama, and that one of the main contractors for the project is the infamous Biden Biolab company, Metabiota, the main source of biological malfeasance in Ukraine. Yes, the company that his son, Hunter, was also doing business with, Metabiota. So it's all about the Obama, Clinton, Biden crime family, basically being the puppet regimes that are doing the dirty bidding for the globalist masters that are pulling all their puppet strings to destroy the earth and the humans and all life on it. The implementation of the COVID-19 scenario and USAID's emergency wind down of the PREDICT program in 2019 suggests the deliberate nature of the pandemic and U.S. involvement in its emergence. That's what the Russians are asserting, and it's absolutely the truth. Russia believes not only did the U.S. create and release C-19, but they did so with deliberate intentions. Of course they did. Even though it was outlawed years ago, all the biological and chemical weapons, but America the exception always can do what nobody else is supposed to. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it gets worse. In the third slide, Russia, and you got to go to this, you know, website. Okay? I'll mention it again. But anyway, in the third slide, Russia highlight the activities of Labyrinth Ukraine, particularly their vaccination of Ukrainian soldiers and collecting biological samples from them so they can develop genome-specific biological weapons. Citing one of the main contractors affiliated with Labyrinth is, once again, Biden's Metabiota. Russia also notes that Labyrinth Global Health have been studying coronaviruses and monkeypox. Thus, we see a clear trend. This is a quote from Russia again. Infectious disease agents that reach the Pentagon's zone of interest are subsequently pandemic, with U.S. pharmaceutical companies and their patrons, the leaders of the U.S. Democratic Party, as their beneficiaries. Holy shit, Russia just said the DNC and U.S. Big Pharma are intentionally causing pandemics to win elections. We didn't really know this, did we? Okay, getting back to, I think, what Russia is saying, giving serious legitimacy to Anon's overall thesis about C-19 and 2020, and giving legitimacy to my thesis that monkeypox is the next bioweapon released intentionally by the deep state to attempt to steal the 2022 election with mass mail-in voting fraud, just like 2020, where they stole that election. Clandestines newsletter, globalists initiate monkeypox for fear campaign to push for mail-in voting. It appears myself, this is clandestine, he calls himself, and the majority of the community were correct to foresee the DNC globalist plan to introduce monkeypox as the next, quote, emergency to instill fear in the sheep and justify mass mail-in voting so they can utilize their voter fraud network as per, quote, 2,000 Mules, the documentary that exposes the 2020 fraud election. In conclusion, Russia has now directly accused the Democratic Party globalists of, quote, creating and releasing new variants of coronaviruses and now monkeypox intentionally for the purposes of political control and world domination, using non-consensual experimentation on citizens of the world to create genome-specific biological weapons for ethnic cleansing, creation and usage of narcotics such as methamphetamines on Ukrainian forces to dehumanize them in order to carry out heinous crimes against humanity on civilians in Ukraine. Russia just confirmed my overall narrative that the war in Ukraine is backlash for the deep state's creation and usage of C-19. We are already in World War III, and C-19 was the first weapon fired. The fact that Russia has now come out and openly called the spade a spade suggests we are approaching the finish line. Russia claims final dossier will be complete in autumn. So we got a couple more months to wait before we get the full bottom line truth. And I expect to get also the full bottom line truth about all those underground tunnels where they do all the child sex trafficking and human trafficking, and they have the shackles there for torture and sexual abuse. I expect all that to come out too, because that is the demonic playground, Ukraine. It's the hub of the pedophilia child trafficking network, certainly in Europe, if not the world. Okay. On a positive domestic front development, a huge legal precedent was set with last Friday's $10.3 million lawsuit settlement, awarding North Shore University Health System employees who were previously terminated from their jobs for exercising their right to refuse the vaccine on religious grounds. This will open the floodgate for more litigation on behalf of millions of similar fated workers across the country, including military personnel denied continued employment despite refusal on religious grounds. Slowly but surely, prudent, fair-minded judges across the country are beginning to rule in favor of harmed employees that were denied their religious right to refuse harmful, mandatory injections. Up through January 2022, the U.S. Air Force refused every single application of personnel based on religious grounds, but a February temporary court injunction flipped the Air Force policy to finally begin in February granting refusals on religious grounds. Another little minor victory, legally. Then yesterday, I'm assuming actually this might have been a couple of days ago that I wrote this, a Southern District, Ohio judge ruled the Air Force cannot punish or discharge Air Force personnel based on not granting religious exemption. This class action lawsuit involves 100 servicemen and women, but will have direct bearing on 9,000 other troops on active duty in the Air Force and Space Force, Air Force Reserve, Air National Guard, U.S. Air Force Academy, and Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps. You hear that right? They're saying you cannot coerce for a person to stay employed to give them that lethal jab. You cannot do it anymore. It is illegal. It is against the Nuremberg Code. It's all coming out. Slowly but surely, the wheels of justice are turning. Thank God. But it isn't the first of our armed forces to rule in favor of our soldiers' well-being. In March, a federal judge barred the U.S. Navy from denying its seamen and women their religious right to refuse the kill shot for religious purposes. Of course, all this means that all the branches of U.S. military services must also follow suit. U.S. traitors needing to be Gitmo prosecuted, Biden, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley insisted that illegally coercing all military forces in 2021 to accept their deadly vaccine is critical to maintaining military readiness and the health of the armed forces. What a lie. Yet, they knew that the biggest lie of the ages yet, they knowingly forced over 1 million soldiers to be poisoned with a known bioweapon that Austin's Defense Department is funding with U.S. taxpayer dollars, the illegal operation of over 400 bioweapon labs across the planet. Each of these criminals needs to pay for their karmic sins, destroying so many young people's lives in our defense forces, causing their death rate to skyrocket last year to over 1,100% over the year before. 1,100% jump in deaths of very healthy young men and women serving our nation's defense. And they knew it. They knew it and forced all these young, innocent people, brave people, to incur severe injury and death so that the United States does not have a defense forces that can fight any war to defend America. That was the whole purpose. We are weak. And we're sending all our weapons to Ukraine. We don't even have an arsenal left. Though extremely late in the Greek game, the tide is finally turning to force the authorities to grant religious exemptions to millions of personnel who were denied their Nuremberg human as well as constitutional rights. Illegally fired on religious grounds, both in the private and public sector workforce. These lawsuits represent a monumental sea change that again will cause thousands of more class action suits. Moreover, it also opens the door for all employees coerced into keeping their jobs, but as a result are or were seriously and or permanently injured or even killed by the forced death jab poison. When all is said and done, all the criminal players will be forced into bankruptcy. All the big pharma corporations, the U.S. government, and every corporation and institution that ever wrongly inflicted harm on its employees and students, imposing illegal termination or causing medical harm and disability. All the evil fuckers will never get away with their genocide. When all is said and done, these top murderers in government at all levels, along with big pharma, public health agencies, medical administrators, doctors, even nurses, law enforcement, all the tech giants and corporate media that criminally push the lie that, quote, vaccines are safe and effective while intentionally withholding the truth as life-saving information from an unsuspecting public, resulting in so many more needless injuries and deaths, all of these cold-blooded killers eventually will be going down, either convicted in criminal courts of law or military tribunals for causing the biggest genocide in human history. And that's only the beginning. All you bloodline controllers that have served as overlords for the pedophilia trafficking entrapment operations on this planet will also be held accountable and no doubt be put to death for your unthinkable heinous crimes against innocent children. We will not stop until all of you sick fucks are either spending the rest of your lives rotting behind bars or are publicly executed. The clock is ticking to your judgment day. A July 30th article by P. Michael Phillips, PhD, former military leader, writing for the Brownstone Institute, entitled "The Pentagon Owns Its Recruiting Crisis." Obviously, the same parasitic maggots I just named above as the cause of young Americans in unprecedented numbers refusing to join up with the U.S. military war machine this year, where, quote, most of the services are behind their quotas. The Army is worst off, short by nearly 20,000 recruits from its target goal of 485,000 for the 2022 fiscal year, with next year's prospect appearing even more dire. To conveniently reframe the problem, the Army has just lowered its enlistment goals and has added ever larger enlistment bonuses. But throwing away more fiat money to entice potential enlistees isn't working either to solve a fundamental systematic flaw turned catastrophe plaguing the United States for over three quarters of a century, which I will be addressing shortly. Army Chief of Staff General James McConnell, quote, blames the shortfall on competition with the private sector, while others postulate upwardly mobile families preferentially sending their offspring in pursuit of higher education rather than wearing a military uniform and risking death fighting Middle Eastern wars for the Greater Israel Project. Phillips points out that the extra bonuses offered fresh out of high school graduates are substantially more than average wage for young adults in the United States. Also, this year, college undergraduate enrollment in America is significantly down by more than 600,000 students. So obviously, those excuses aren't the reason. The real reason is not what the authoritarian propagandist government would ever want its citizens to actually know. Both P. Michael Phillips and I would both agree that the self-righteously arrogant leaders implanted as U.S. traitors in charge of fast destroying America would have to honestly look in the mirror to ever arrive at the real truth of why this youngest generation of Americans are opting out of signing up for the U.S. military despite economic hard times. The real reason for this crisis in America is the sorry-ass, weak, morally depraved leadership of its selected puppets. From imposter in thief Biden, never legitimately elected, to his African-American stooge, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who as his assistant squad leader at West Point, while little Lloyd was a beanhead freshman, I can attest to the rotten to the core military leadership cranked out of the U.S. Military Academy, tasked with losing all its wars by elitist design for the better part of one century now. Yep, I was the assistant squad leader of little Lloyd Austin when he was a beanhead at West Point. And that was in 1971. And he was not impressive then, nor, of course, is he impressive now. Like quintessential West Point bureaucrat politician General David Petraeus from the class of 1974, directly behind me, who was instrumental in America losing wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan, cashing in his winless war record to briefly head the CIA until busted for his adulterous affair with another West Pointer, 20 years his junior, salaciously exposed and hand-slapped for breaching U.S. national security. The scandal shamefully forced his CIA resignation to wind up full partner at the, quote, leading global investment firm KKR, worth near $500 billion in assets, and the current chairman of KKR's Global Institute. I expose Petraeus type leadership in both my West Point story and global research articles as class of 1975, Lloyd Austin followed the same well-worn path, graduating a mere year later than Petraeus, to become the next West Point bureaucrat politician general to lose in Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires, handing $85 billion worth of weapons over to the Taliban enemy. Isn't that just great? The armed forces' perennial challenge throughout our lifetime is simply its abominable top leadership. As a West Point graduate has written the expose, Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, West Point Agopian, click that in, there you go. Based on my own unique historic experience at the U.S. Military Academy and as an Army officer, I expound on why the United States by design has never won a military war since World War II. From my bio at the bottom of every article I write, I call out the lousy, inferior, and ineffective leadership taught at places like West Point in a nutshell with a one, albeit, run-on sentence. And here it is. My West Point story, called Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, exposes a, quote, faulty U.S. military leadership system based on ticket-punching up the seniority ladder, invariably weeding out the best and brightest, leaving mediocrity and order following, rising to the top as politician bureaucrat generals designated to lose every modern U.S. war by elite design. I'm currently writing a revisionist historical piece that actually questions whether the Nazis did lose World War II. So I'd like to read what I have written so far on questioning whether the Nazi Germany really lost that war. I have my doubts. And clearly, every war since that U.S. has been involved in has either been a stalemate, such as the Korean War, or a defeat, such as Vietnam War, Iraq War, Afghanistan War. Every war, basically. There's little wars all over the planet that we don't even know about. Okay. All right. I'm working on a little piece of history here. I think it's really important because it has so much relevance to what's going on today. It's really kind of like the model for how they're now actually fulfilling all the goals that they laid way back, we're talking like 75 years ago, and now it's coming home to roost. And speaking of roosting, hey, we got a commercial break where all you sponsors out there that give us money to be on the air, we thank you very much.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All All right. Thanks for listening. While we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back to hour number two of Cabal Empire Exposed with your host, Joaquin Hagopian. And I'm working on an article I'm doing a lot of research on. It's based on history, and I'm going to read what I got so far. I'll probably be finishing it at some point in the next couple of days. Okay. Some might even argue we, the Allied forces under General David Eisenhower, actually Dwight David Eisenhower, I should say, actually lost history's costliest, bloodiest war to the German Nazis with Operation Paperclip and Operation High Jump. The fact is, our German enemy was aided and abetted by American Nazi traitors in top echelons of power during both the war as well as during the post-war years, joined by the Nazi collaborators at the Vatican and even the Red Cross, helping Nazi war criminals escape from Germany to other lands far away and their new lives waiting for them. And I might add that often entities like the Vatican and charities sponsored by the Catholic Church and the International Red Cross, hiding under the charity's umbrella, actually shield sexual predators guilty of child sex trafficking abuse. But that's a whole other, still somewhat related topic. So I can go on. Well, just read my Pedophilia and Empire, Book 1, I get into the Catholic Church. Just read that and you get your dosage of that, what I just said. Anyway, I'll go on and continue. Speaking of evil, it's worth a brief dive down the rabbit hole exposing notable United States Nazi traitors operating atop our own U.S. federal government before, during, and after World War II, in the persons of the infamous Nazi collaborating brothers, one, the Eisenhower administration Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, from 1953 to 1959, and the other head of OSS, Office of, oh my God, I'm tweaking on my brain here to Special Services. Okay. Operations of Office of Special Services. First and then the longest running CIA director, Alan Dulles, from 1941, this is with OSS and CIA, from 1941 to 1961, that's 20 years. Entrenched in basically America's intelligence programs. And boy, has he done a lot, which I'll get into. Actively recruiting top Nazi scientists, engineers, spies, and generals, even providing safe harbor to relocate Hitler himself to quietly live out his senior years incognito in Argentina, with occasional trips on vacation up to America. Yep, he lived out a long life. And he did not die in the bunker with Eva back in 45 or whatever it was. American Nazis ensured that thousands of high-level Nazis from Germany were able to assume hidden identities, leading brand new, highly productive lives across the Americas, many ending up like Hitler, aided and protected in South America by Catholic Nazi rat lines and Latin America's Nazi-leaning fascist leaders in Chile, Brazil, and Argentina. But thousands more Nazis were selected to start fresh in America's emerging aerospace industry and within specialized top-secret spook posts inside the expanding U.S. intelligence services. America's national security was repeatedly compromised by enemy subversion and infiltration. Not unlike today. Heading the CIA's MK-Ultra mind control program was none other than German war criminal Angel of Death, Dr. Joseph Mengele, who infamously experimented on Jews at Auschwitz concentration camp, only to continue sadistically experimenting on hapless Americans as Dr. Green in mind control and drug CIA research. Then there was Nazi Dr. Wernher von Braun, handpicked to be in charge of America's brand new NASA space program. In comparison, only a few German Nazis were actually prosecuted and executed for their Nuremberg war crimes. If the U.S. Nazis deemed another German Nazi of a sufficient worth and value in U.S. expansion in the technological scientific realm, America's supposed Nazi enemies all were well protected, insulated, and welcomed with open arms, allowed to lucratively flourish while secretly living out their long, prosperous lives far better off than millions of average Americans, not unlike how illegal aliens today are far better treated than U.S. citizens targeted for genocide. On this account alone, perhaps the German Nazis prevailed and in the long run did win the Second World War. Nazism never went away and in recent times has resurged with a vengeance, melding into synthesized Marxist socialism and communism, all with the same endgame objective of centralized totalitarian tyranny. How could the German Nazis lose when America's own government was already infiltrated and infested with high-level Nazi-sympathizing collaborators? Foremost among them, German Jew family members located in both the U.S. and Germany, like the Loeb and Warburg banking families that enjoyed free passes at the turn of the 19th into 20th century to come and go as they pleased from Germany to America and back to Germany and back to America and back to Germany and back to America, per the corrupted, tampered with immigration and naturalization services records, assisting prominent bloodline banking dynasties, free access to seize power and control over the U.S. government. As an example, a Rothschild agent and member of the Warburg clan, German national Paul M. Warburg, presided over the infamous Georgia Jekyll Island conspiracy that successfully plotted takeover control over the U.S. through both the 1913 federal income tax and the history-altering 1913 Federal Reserve Act, enabling the criminal Rothschild et al. Central banking cartel to unconstitutionally usurp control over U.S. money supply, charging usury interest and similar to unpayable IMF World Bank loans to the Third World, rendering America's hopeless debtor nation, and through bribery and sexual blackmail capturing control over compromised members of the U.S. federal government, the same system that's not set to collapse at the hands of the same, or I should say, The same system that's now set to collapse at the hands of the same criminal controlling bloodlines. They were in control then, they're in control now. The Jewish Warburgs were a permanent fixture atop Germany's 1925 founded largest chemical manufacturer, IG Farben's supervisory board of directors. Even when IG Farben was fueling Hitler's early 1930s rise, the Warburgs were on top of the basically a fixture on the board, the supervisory board of directors. Farben quickly became Germany's war machine that included the manufacture of Zyklon B gas, murdering fellow Jews in the concentration camps. For PR's sake, the IG Farben later changed its name to Bayer Pharmaceutical. That's part of today's big pharma monopoly, expanding its killing services currently with its long-planned COVID pandemic human genocide. Wall Street helped fund IG Farben from the start, and according to the July 4th, 2007 Constantine report, Alex Constantine, he's not very active anymore, but boy, all through the early 2000s up to about 2015, this guy was active as a investigative journalist and comes out with really good stuff. I really recommend all of Alex Constantine's work. Anyway, this is his quote from his article on July 4th, 2007. Quote, "There would have been no IG Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler and World War II without basically Wall Street funding it." It was on February 17, 1950, that Paul Warburg's cocksure son, James Paul Warburg, remarked before the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, quote, "We shall have world government whether or not we like it. The question is only whether world government will be achieved by consent or by conquest." So cocksure of himself. And here it is. What? 72 years later, they almost got it. They're moving in any month. One world government. Their writing leading to their crime scene fingerprint leaving. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. Their writing leaving their crime scene fingerprints has long been written on the wall of history. Totalitarian, Nazi, communist, fascist control has been the elite's endgame enslavement agenda awaiting humanity for well over a century, as the Luciferian bloodline power grabbed their way to attaining absolute dystopian tyrannical control over the entire planet unless humanity rises up to oppose and defeat them. In addition to the Wall Street power brokers, the gatekeeping Dulles brothers and Warburg, J.P. Morgan, Kuhn, Loeb, Rothschild, bloodline, bankster controllers, there is also another treasonous German Nazi infiltrated lineage operating for a century in America now with total impunity thus far, producing two recent U.S. presidents, state governors, and one senior senator businessman with intimate treasonous Nazi ties, caught financing the rise of Hitler, and a lot more. the Illuminati German-born Bush family dynasty was outed in 1999 by German Nazi spy assassin and one-time Hitler bodyguard living in Miami in 1999, Otto Skorzeny, S-K-O-R-Z-E-N-Y, Otto Skorzeny, probably mispronouncing it, but you get the gist, on his New Year's Century Eve deathbed. He died on December 31st, 1999, one day away from the 21st century, or hours away. Anyway, on his deathbed, on that final day of his life, complete with photos, one depicting a family group gathering of German-born nationals dated 1938, assumedly in Germany, that includes Otto Skorzeny, Hitler's right-hand man Martin Bormann, Nazi SS General Reinhard Gehlen, George H. Scherf, Sr., alleged Tesla assistant to be, and his son, George H. Scherf, Jr., alleged George H. W. Bush, and even the alleged Dr. Joseph Mengele, all in a group photo happily posing together like one big happy Nazi family. Prescott Sheldon Bush, born in 1895, died in 1972, is said to have been the son of successful Columbus, Ohio businessman and industrialist Samuel P. Bush, who, with Rockefeller backing, accrued his wealth from making critical steel parts for the railroad system in America, with a paternal grandfather and maternal uncle, also Yale alumni. Please excuse the dogs barking in the background, if you can hear me. Okay. Hey, keep it down, keep it down. Thank you. Yeah, they listen to me, all right. Okay. Also, okay. With a paternal grandfather and maternal uncle, also Yale alumni, Prescott Bush attended Yale University and became a Skull and Bones member, allegedly graduating in 1917 while World War I was still raging in Europe. Hey, keep it down. They listen to their master. Mm-hmm. Okay. I might have to go out there. I'm sorry. According to Skull and Bones folklore, as an artillery officer at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, where I was stationed at one point in 1918, Prescott was among a group of fellow Yale Secret Society members who allegedly dug up the grave of Geronimo and stole his skull as part of its Skull and Bones rituals to be used back at Yale University. They actually believed that it was probably just anybody's skull, and then they said it was Geronimo. But anyway, I'm sorry. I have to stop what I'm doing now and do a little bit of discipline. Not that it's going to do any good, but I feel I must. I can't. Hey, cool it, man. Cool it. Oh, God. Oh. Sorry for that. For being live on the radio here. Emergencies happen. All right. Hopefully you can hear me over and above there. The one dog. I usually just have one dog barking at a time. Oh, well. All right. Okay, where was I? All right. Yeah, they actually stole Geronimo's, or supposedly anyway, his skull. How sick can you get, you know? But these are the skull and bones guys, you know, these smart Yale grads. Anyway, later that same year, as a captain, allegedly serving both the field artillery and military intelligence, Prescott Bush reportedly fought in the Moose River, M-E-U-S-E, River, Argonne Forest offensive in France. A questionable tale of heroism made dubious claims that Prescott Bush won the Medal of Honor, the French Legion of Honor, and the English Victorian Cross for saving three generals, one an American, one English, and one French, thus receiving each nation's highest medal for bravery. Though young Prescott apparently wrote this in jest in a letter back home, his mother shared the story with the Ohio local newspaper in Columbus. By mid-1919, upon returning to Columbus, Prescott Bush's embarrassment over his fictional heroism prompted an abrupt escape to St. Louis. And it is there that he met and married a wealthy banker's daughter in 1921, working as vice president for his father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, who was soon appointed president of the powerful investment banking firm W.A. Harriman and Company that merged in 1930 with the British-American Brown Brothers banking firm in New York, where Prescott worked as a managing partner. This young lad going straight to the top in an investment banking firm. U.S. Census Bureau records from 1920 and 1930 indicate discrepant anomalies over the place of birth of Prescott's alleged father, Samuel P. Bush, suggesting a characterological flaw for expressing tall tales that deviate from the truth. It's as if Prescott has something to hide, from his overblown medals for bravery. The school listed that he attended in his bio never existed at the time, and the hometowns listed of his parents are also non-existent. In fact, Bush's entire career holds exposed false secrets that indicate a definite pattern of deception that pervades throughout his life. As the son of railroad baron E.H. Harriman in the 1940s, Averill Harriman, from 1891 born to 1986 died, was President Truman's Commerce Secretary, U.S. Ambassador to the Soviet Union, and Ambassador to the United Kingdom, a Democratic presidential candidate in 1952 and 1956, New York governor for 4 years in the late 1950s, and otherwise a highly influential, very powerful investment banker who maintained close ties to both Prescott Bush and his father-in-law, George Herbert Walker. In 1922, Harriman opened a Berlin branch of the W.A. Harriman and met with German steel magnate industrialist Fritz Thyssen, an early backer of Adolf Hitler, agreeing to set up a bank for Thyssen in New York. Harriman appointed Bush to head Union Banking Corporation to work with Dyson's Bank. With both Averill Harriman and a couple of Bush's co-workers, all fellow Yale bonesmen, with ready-made access to establishing a plethora of major foreign contacts network abroad in Europe, ambitious young Prescott Bush appeared on the fast track for success. Skull and Bones membership never fails to open doors to the big time as a mover and shaker of world events and developments. Bush's bonesman buddy at the firm, Robert Lovett, would rise up to become U.S. Secretary of Defense from 1951 to 1953 during the Korean War. Again, Yale's secret society is a brotherhood Luciferian cult bent on achieving one-world governance through any means necessary. In 1931, Prescott Bush and his daddy-in-law, George Herbert Walker, hosted the Third International Congress of Eugenics, calling for the sterilization of 14 million Americans. The same year, 1931, almost a century ago, that the Rothschild centralized banking cartel opened in Basel, Switzerland, the Bank of International Settlements, the granddaddy centralized private bank. See how nearly a century ago, all the same elements of centralized control and destruction still in their early stage of developing are now in our face, fast closing in on their century-old wet dream. Prescott's father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, had helped the Harriman banking firm acquire the major shipping company, Hamburg American Line, in 1920, over 100 years ago. Working with German banker and Rothschild agent Max Warburg, there we go with the Warburgs again, and William Kuno as the transport line's chief executive, who also became another Hitler supporter. Oh, now it's fight time for the pups. Prescott Bush and founding partner Averill Harriman would use their banks to also begin bankrolling Adolf Hitler's rise to Nazi power that began in 1933 Germany, treasonously establishing with Hamburg American Line a Nazi rat line for heavy German Nazi infiltration into the United States prior to World War II, incredibly even during the war, and especially afterwards through fellow Nazi collaborator Alan Dulles' Operation Paperclip. In all, 1,600 Nazis were secretly brought to the United States, while another 9,000 German war criminal Nazis were allowed to escape to South America. 1,600 to USA because they had to be smart, scientist-type guys, and 9,000 thugs to South America, like Hitler. Mengele spent some time down there, too, when he wasn't doing his MKUltra research in America. With full cooperation from such top-level operatives in Washington, D.C., working conjointly with the Wall Street money men, this treasonous Nazi trafficking operation funneled laundered money from both Prescott Bush's Union Banking Corporation and Brown Brothers Harriman, paying off New York Port Authority and the Immigration and Naturalization Services to look the other way in securing their Nazi rat lines. Through their Hamburg American line, the American traders were able to finance, send weapons, and secretly transport Nazis to and from Hitler's war machine. On January 4, 1933, both treasonous Dulles brothers attended a meeting with Adolf Hitler himself in Germany, where industrialists pledged Adolf's support in exchange for Hitler breaking up the trade unions. See, it's one big Nazi fascist conspiracy then and now. On top of this, Prescott Bush was also fingered as a key U.S. traitor among two dozen oligarchs comprised of a majority of Wall Street bankers that in 1934 actually attempted to overthrow the U.S. government and install a fascist dictatorship, attempting to enlist the most decorated war hero, U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler, to lead an alleged half-million-man army of angry, unemployed U.S. veterans in an insurrection during the height of the Great Depression. Of course, also engineered by elite bankster design. Yep. A lot of people probably don't know that there was actually, a real attempted insurrection to overthrow our government, not the January 6th joke. But there was a real one. And had Smedley gone along with it, it would have happened. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the sitting president of the United States at the time, would have been overthrown, and a fascist dictatorship, which they're pretty much honing in on right now, would have been happening in 1934. But Smedley came forth, gave all... Okay, well, I'll just go back to reading here. The well-organized plot was heavily funded with strong links to the fascist forces abroad, the Nazi rat lines leading straight to both Hitler's Germany and the Vatican. But instead, the patriot General Butler turned whistleblower and exposed the treasonous conspiracy, handing over all names, dates, and details to the federal authorities. Yet due to above-the-law power-broking criminals behind this plotted coup, the federal investigators brought zero charges against all the conspirators and protected their anonymity. Can you believe that? Proof that they are traitors, and they all got away with it. That's just like the overlords that get away with the pedophilia scourge on the earth. They all get away with it. They use it to dangle to their stupid peon VIP puppets for sexual blackmail purposes and engage in occult rituals, drinking the blood and adrenochrome factories and the whole bit, and we know who they are. And yet, all through the ages, they also have gotten away with it. Not one person that's ever reached the national level has ever been arrested for pedophilia, convicted for pedophilia, and done time for pedophilia. Not one. Oh, yeah, there are mayors, there are state senators, state legislators, they are the lower levels. Yes, they have been investigated and arrested, prosecuted, and convicted, and have done time. But once you reach that federal level, oh, that's the inner club of power, and you and I ain't in it, as my favorite comedian of all time, George Carlin, said, because he knew what was going on, and they probably killed him for it. Okay, let me just continue where I was. All right. So, yeah, they all got away with it. All right. Though President Franklin Roosevelt was targeted for violent removal, he acquiesced to let his alleged enemies go free, which in and of itself is highly suspect, I would say. Of course, hailing from an elite blue blood family, perhaps FDR and his loyalty were also compromised. Though Prescott Bush was among the few singled out for public exposure, all was forgotten 19 years later when this known Bush traitor was elected to the U.S. Senate for 2 terms. How quickly they forget. Using this powerful treasonous spy network linking both Wall Street and Washington, D.C. to German Nazis, it was arranged that German-born George Schreff, I'm not real good with German, but Schreff, I guess, Jr., still in his teens, was secretly adopted and given the American name of George Herbert Walker Bush. Though his alleged birth date is June 12, 1924, records have... Oh, man, I'm getting frustrated. I'm sorry. I hope you can hear, but I'm really getting pissed off at my... One dog, I know who it is. I'm going to have to get a little tougher. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about this. Highly unprofessional. So I'm going to have to do something. Hey, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Man. Peace quiet. Sorry about that, folks. All right, I hope he shuts up. But I can't make any guarantees. All right. Now where was I? All right. I was talking about basically George H.W. Bush actually being George Schreck, a German, that was brought over from Germany as a young spy. He was trained as a Hitler spy in Germany, and then he was brought over, and he became adopted as a teenager by Prescott Bush. That's the gist of what I've just said. Okay. With an alleged falsified birth certificate, George H.W. Bush was reportedly underage at 16 when, in 1943, he illegally enlisted in the U.S. Navy. You have to be 18. Meanwhile, his alleged fake father, Prescott Bush's treason supporting Hitler for years that continued even after the U.S. entered the war against Hitler, finally caught up to him and his father-in-law in 1942. Inasmuch as they were accused by federal investigators of violating the Trading with the Enemy Act, and all assets from their Union Banking Corporation were seized. This is unprecedented. I don't think too many others during World War II were caught as traitors. I mean, it's not like this isn't the first time. In 1934, he tried to overthrow the Washington, D.C. government, and now in 1942, he's working directly with the enemy. Many millions went to Hitler to build him up to create World War II. It was all part of the Illuminati diabolical satanic plan for World War III. World War II, and then comes World War III, which we're in right now. In October 2003, while Prescott's grandson was the sitting president, George W., documents were released and the bombshell story broke by journalist John Buchanan of the New Hampshire Gazette. Quote, after 60 years of inattention and even denial by the U.S. media, newly uncovered government documents in the National Archives and Library of Congress reveal that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of President George W. Bush, served as a business partner of and U.S. banking operative for the financial architect of the Nazi war machine from 1926 until 1942. 16 straight years he was pumping money from America into Germany, into Hitler's hands, putting weapons in his hands so that he could kill millions of people. When Congress took aggressive action against Bush and his, quote, enemy national partners. So they found out about this Fritz Thyssen, the German industrialist, and then did a little bit of digging, and they found out, yes, this guy's committing treason. What do? They temporarily seized the bank's assets. Did they arrest him? Did they just prosecute? Did they convict him? Did they put him in jail where he belonged? Of course not. So two strikes of treason. 1934 uprising of overthrow attempt, and now aiding and abetting the enemy by doing a trade with them. Prescott Bush, William Averill Harriman's business partner and Connecticut U.S. Senator from 1952 to 1963, and his, quote, fake son, George Scherf Jr., allegedly turned future President George Herbert Walker Bush, who quickly rose in the mid-1970s to CIA director, Reagan vice president from 1980 to 1988, and U.S. president from 1988 to 1992. With his son George W. bequeathed the U.S. presidency in January 2001 after a stolen election, and he also had a 2004 election that he also stole. And he ruled the roost of the White House until January 2009, when another treasonous traitor named Barack Obama came into office. Moreover, the world's greatest modern scientist and inventor with over 700 U.S. patents, Serbian Nikola Tesla, had a longtime German-born accountant serving as his assistant, an illegal immigrant allegedly named George H. Scherf Sr. No birth record exists that he or his German-born son, George H. Scherf Jr., were ever born in the United States. As a teenager, George Scherf Jr. was alleged to be trained to be a spy for Hitler and adopted by Prescott Sheldon Bush, his name changed to George H.W. Bush. As a boy, Scherf Jr. was known to pilfer and disturb the scientists' experiment at the Tesla laboratory. Hence came the alleged story of, quote, Curious George. George H. Scherf Sr. allegedly handled virtually all of Tesla's contracts and finances, which may have something to do why he died penniless. The greatest scientist he surpassed by far, Einstein. Nazi German espionage deployed in America during World War II was used to sabotage Tesla's advanced discoveries and aiding and abetting his downfall and near total erasure from history. Otto Skorzeny, Prescott Bush, and his fake son George H.W. Bush were key German wartime operatives merging Nazi SS intelligence with the U.S. Office of Special Services, renamed the CIA under General William Bill Donovan and notorious Nazi collaborator Alan Dulles, its first director. The stealth of invading Nazis were secretly, methodically invited to take over America's asylum to rule for more than a century. Perhaps more than any other single bloodline, the Nazi Bush crime family subversively morphed the U.S. from the vibrant constitutional republic's beacon of light to the rest of the world to today's New World Order police state autocratic dictatorship in the making, months away, if that, unless we do something about it. After all, little more than 2 months into Ronald Reagan's presidency, Vice President George Bush, a.k.a. German-born George Scherf Jr., in all probability attempted to whack his boss, virtually taking over his job over the next dozen years as acting, then serving, president, particularly in U.S. foreign policy. Then in this century, with two more stolen elections in 2000 and 2004, Cheney slipped into Bush Sr.'s driver's seat role, while illegit George Jr. played the smirking frontman for 8 more years. Directly linked to the JFK assassination, Bush Sr. was also a sadistic pedophile, chiefly responsible for running both the Iran-Contra Guns for Drugs debacle, as well as the Nebraska Boys Town to the White House child trafficking operation, otherwise known as the Franklin Scandal, one of my chapters in Book 4, starring his baritone GOP lackey-blackey Lawrence E. King Jr., who cracked the satanic ritual abuse child sacrifice whip while basking in Bush crime glory, singing the national anthem at both his 1984 and 1988 national GOP conventions. And, yeah, he did a little time for a little bit of money tricks. But did he ever do time for any pedophilia? Did he, for running the operation for, basically, George Herbert Walker Bush? No. He never did. And he's now been a free man for many years, living, I think, in Reston, Virginia. Look him up. Lawrence E. King Jr., Reston, Virginia. There he is, still a free man. And he was a Satanist that engaged in many child blood sacrifices, all the horror involved in it. And supplied, obviously, all the VIPs that were ending up in sexual blackmail control. But it's not just Bush, Clinton, Obama, Biden crime families that for over four decades have treasonously been undermining the United States from within, but also as prime perps facilitating today's worldwide pedophilia scourge as well. Many subversives, both foreign and domestic, comprise the Khazarian mafia enemy, covertly playing out their diabolical roles, shaping today's Marxist-Communist coup that is the systematic destruction of America behind the elite's centralized Great Reset, dystopian tyranny in the making, if we collectively allow it. Okay, that's all I got written so far on this article. I am going to be digging more into history and exposing more of this the fascist Nazis got control and they never left. And now they're honing in on what they've been wanting all along. That's basically the gist of the article. But I got to do a lot more research and a lot more information to write. Okay, I will now, I guess we got about maybe 5 minutes left, and I do have a few more items to touch on. Popular author, psychologist, professor, Dr. Jordan Peterson just put out a tellingly sad and tragic foreboding statement on Twitter on July 28th, warning all of us that, quote, "We are heading into one of the most epic famines in world history, where the poor will freeze in the dark and burn in the sun while they starve." Man. That's all I can say. From the Yeah, We Already Know file, wherever Hungarian troublemaker globalist George Soros puts his money, like buying the district attorneys in all the blue states, that's where crime is at its worst. Over 200 law enforcement officers have been shot so far in 2022, with barely half the year over, a jump of 14% higher than all of last year. The lawlessness and breakdown of civil society in America is only going from bad to worse as our nation is being systematically torn apart piece by piece, engineered by globalists using the Democrat and rhino puppets to do their dirty bidding. For the sake of salvaging what's left of our human race marked for extinction by the globalist killers, we must rise up with the truth and hold the criminals accountable. From the local school board meeting to the overreaching authoritarian federal government. Another item. Now that West Virginia's Democrat Senator Joe Manson caved in to the monstrosity of a gigantic $700 billion tax hike climate change bill, all the heat fell on the only other Democrat senator holdout left. Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, who just submitted a few hours ago to move forward passing the bogus so-called Inflation Reduction Act, despite GOP senators, every single one of them, voting against it. All the lackeys cave under pressure. Next item. From the Here We Go Again file comes another China lockdown of Wuhan's 1 million residents because 4 asymptomatic cases were discovered, similar to earlier this year when its largest city, Shanghai, was locked down for months. The same old of, quote, control and maximum suppression strategy that uses, quote, contact tracing, mass testing, border quarantine, lockdowns, and mitigation software will never end, folks. Give them an inch, they take a mile of our freedom away. And are we any more secure or safer for it? Of course not. Many of us have said over and over again that all this hellish evil from the satanic controllers will only continue to use their fake pandemics for only more dystopian control purposes. Their endgame is a super surveillance prison grid, one world government system of total lockdown control through digitalized obedience or death to all those unwilling to live with this nightmare. We've just months to stop this beast from overtaking our lives completely before they kill us. As the world's largest exporter and manufacturing superpower, China's lockdowns literally kill the global supply chain and is now being used as its latest strategy to topple the United States to declare China the most powerful nation on earth. Okay, that ends another week. I will see you again. Don't let the bastards get you down, and take care, my friend.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming!
to Revolution in the Morning
at RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution that everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. And all the beats we made by hand.
As we, the American people, also at one time were industrious, had a large industrial base, and exported our beads around the world. Today we essentially buy most things made overseas. Indian Nation. Yeah, Cherokee Nation, Indian Reservation by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Such a classic tune about how the so-called civilized man conquered the so-called uncivilized man, only to realize years later that maybe they weren't so damn civilized. Even today, if you look at liberals and you see them reveling in their civilized they are. Have you noticed that? You know, while they're being intolerant, bigoted, racist, segregationists. Yeah, that's liberals today. Anyway, welcome. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays, coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You can catch us around the world on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, any smarty phone near you, any computer outlet. You can even use your phone to call to listen. Yeah, call and listen to Studio A. 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, 1-859 to reach Studio B, 518-906-1839. Don't forget that the bottom of the hour, hopefully, we'll have Clark Ramsey call us, and we'll do an interview with him from 8:30 to 9. Okay, let me check. I guess I should have checked my text messages, maybe. Definitely need to charge this baby up. But anyway, hopefully, he will call. should call at this number, and then we can get connected. So Clark Ramsey and the, you know, let's bring back America tour. Yeah. So he will be here at 8:30. Let's see. Let's see. Anyway, yeah, they're really blasting that, blocking the hell out of that link. I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyway. So yeah, we can change the world. Let's see, what else? What else we got? News and information. Dang it, I had to put that on charge, didn't I? And I was being rude, not talking to you guys. Got an indigestion a little bit. So, yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully we'll get Ramsey Clark on, and we can get the truth. You know, there's so much bullshit going on today that unless you okay, here we go. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Okay. That's his website, or that's the website. They're doing tours and speaking across the USA. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Anyway, so yeah, he will be here. They have, I guess they have a shows going on in the Reawakened tour just last week, a few weeks ago, I should say, in early July. They were in Virginia Beach, Rochester, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Washington, and in September, it's Jim Brewer's That Comedy Club. Anyway, so, yeah, September 16th, September 1st and 2nd, and August 12th and 13th coming up next week. They have guest speakers come on and talk, you know, about it's really, you know, the Constitution versus the Great Reset of the world, and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Democrats in general, many Republicans, you know, they want to sell out our sovereignty and put us under the dominion of a world government. You know, we already have 50 different treaties that we have signed. I don't know if you're aware of this. You should be. We already have 50 different treaties that we have signed that give up the sovereignty of the United States of America to a higher power, that the Supreme Court essentially is not the highest law in the land, and that in some trade cases in particular, that we have relented and have sacrificed our civil liberties And the sovereignty of the court system and other things here in the United States over to, you know, multinational corporations and their arbitration panels run by lawyers, corporate lawyers for the most part. Yeah. Anyway. So we'll discover the truth, won't we? We certainly will. If not, we'll track it down. Well, let's get back. Let's go back. Let's get to news information, all this blah, 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 and I'm doing. How about Kyrsten Sinema has now accepted her quid pro quo to sign off on the reconciliation bill. Just as Senator Minchin from West Virginia accepted quid pro quos to sign the bill. All of these sons of bitches that are putting these add-ons, they're demanding certain riders and all this other stuff, so they will vote for the bill. It is something for something. It is a vote for something. It's not this wheeling and dealing that is going on. It is outright open criminality of a senator selling her ass, selling her the seat of her office for a specific rider on a specific bill. Joe Manchin and Sinema and most of the rest of Congress have no moral stance as because they're wheeling and dealing in everything. And hence is the problem with government. Government isn't supposed to be, let's make a deal. You're supposed to stand and represent the citizens of your district, not the corporate lobbyists, not the think tanks, certainly not your political party. So we have to understand the way our system works today. It is one massive quid pro quo. Whether it is massive corporations doing helicopter money drops for candidates, for parties, and grease the wheel everywhere in between. What did Kyrsten Sinema demand? She demanded protection for billionaires. Democrats agreed to preserve the so-called carried interest loophole that allows investment managers, like her former bosses, to shield the majority of their income from higher taxes. Yeah. In fact, Sinema told donors at a Wednesday night fundraiser that it makes no sense to squeeze the private equity industry that will finance various projects for the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure and $280 billion semiconductor bills that were signed into law recently. According to the Wall Street Journal, citing a lobbyist who was in attendance, we have agreed to remove the carried interest tax provision, protect advanced manufacturing, and boost our clean economy in the Senate's budget reconciliation legislation, Sinema said in a statement, adding that she would move forward with legislation raping the American people, and as long as it's approved by the Senate and greased by the trillionaires, oh, and the billionaires, they will be happy. Yeah, it's certainly crazy. And as reported, this so-called Inflation Reduction Act will spend more money, will fund more inflation, will, how should we say it, flood a market already flush with cash. As, you know, it seems that our whole world runs on nonprofit corporations and nonprofit entities that are essentially just sucking everything up instead of actually making a profit. How's that sound? Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yeah, you can catch us here Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Or, excuse me, 8 to 10 a.m. Tuesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Yeah, so anyway, it's always something going on everywhere. Anyway, so listen, this has always been somewhat of a charade. It's been something to hold out on. And here is the problem. You know, it's the Democrat team against the Republican team. And, you know, it doesn't seem that they're standing on the sideline of America, do they? Is that the Democrats and Republicans and all their special interests and all the mega corporations behind them, it really doesn't seem like they're on America's team, does it? You know, they're on team New World Order. They're on team, you know, liberal world order. They're on team Klaus Schwab. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. Yeah, they really set the fireworks off on Taiwan with Nancy Pelosi says, I'm a woman. That's why the Chinese hate me. They just hate females. I guess maybe they hate big-breasted dimwits that rise to the level of power that you have accomplished. That it's just a testament to the stupidity of our political system. When lying, shilling thieves like Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and so many others can just get away with what they're doing to our country. Destroying the Constitution, having the spokesman for the shit house, I guess that's the best way to call it, the dementia house of Joe Biden, or is it Depends House? Yes, it's more likely the Depends of Joe Biden. His administration gets shittier every day as they say the U.S. Supreme Court is making unconstitutional decisions, given that its purview is, well, interpreting the Constitution. Just because they don't agree with it. Yes. Next thing you know, Democrats will be saying the U.S. southern border of the United States is wide open. Yeah. Well, Taiwan conducts missile strikes in the Taiwan Strait, shooting missiles directly over top of Taiwan. Have been running jets and airplanes as the Lineman Islands, I believe they're called, an island that is supposedly still occupied by Taiwan, just off the shore of China, that it is expected to be invaded, I guess is the word, that, you know, they have to do something. So they'll take this little piece of island and then they'll see, you know, if China and Taiwan wants a bigger battle, I guess. I don't know. Taipei urgent fighter pilot shortage. Anyway, China will halt climate and military ties with the USA. Climate ties with the USA? Oh, man, China's going to upset some people. They're going to build 90 coal-burning power plants this year. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. Sheer crazy. Anyway, it's idiocracy that rules the world today. Alex Jones ordered to pay $4.1 million to the parents of Sandy Hook. it is, you know, just a dog and pony show everywhere you go. Hopefully at the break we'll get Clark on. And then we'll be able to have a good interview the next 30 minutes after the break. What else we got going on here? Anger after from Ukraine is backers are demanding are after damning amnesty report spotlights human shields. Amnesty International reported that they found evidence of Ukraine forces launching strikes from within populated residential areas, as well as basing themselves in civilian buildings in more than 19 towns and villages in three war-torn regions of the country from April through July. Don't forget, you know, they set up operations in a nursing home. Yeah, the Ukrainian army set up a post and command, a battle command center in a nursing home. And then when it came under fire, what did they say? The Russians shot up the nursing home. It is just, you know, this political bullshit fest in Ukraine. It's really unreal. Well, for a while, the popular narrative was buy China. And sell Wall Street, you know, sell London, you know, sell Brussels, you know, sell the West. And oops, I guess that trade isn't working out too well with all of the hot spots going on in Taiwan and Taipei and Beijing and Fujian and everywhere else. Yeah, I guess they, you know, when you finally realize, oh, shit, you know, I joined up with the modern day crazies and, you know, the Hitlerist genocidal type, man. When you finally realize that you set your manufacturing base up in a land of nuts and fruits where the government will run the citizens over with tanks and it is celebrated. Yeah. So remember, the Chinese economy is quivering to the point of breaking, that they are their mortgage systems and their banking systems are just about kaput. What happens when you are in the middle of political war, trade war? And what comes next? Real war. I mean, that's Gerald Celente's saying. So, you know, when will it happen is the question, is when. Did you know the United States had a special drill in South Korea where they practice assassinating Kim Jong-un? And then they talked about it. Oh, yeah, we just got done our big assassination thing for the North Korean leader. Yeah, we're just letting y'all know after the fact. And Houston, we might have a problem. Hey, all right, Ramsey Clark, I hope we have him next. Thank you.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right. Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome back. This is Mitch. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and get the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. Yes, let me get Clay back here. He evidently something had to drop. So we'll call Clay back, and I don't know why. But I come back with my little intro, and evidently he dropped. That's okay. But the Reawaken America tour, man, I'm telling you, We have to reawaken America. If you don't reawaken America, then we are in deep crap. We must get America back on track. Hello, Clay.
Due to the heavy amount of spam-related voicemails received at this number, please text your message, and we will respond to you as quickly as possible. Thanks.
Well, evidently we got disconnected with Clay, and yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Let me text him back. Please call back. Seems you dropped. Well, anyway, I guess this is one reason why I don't do a lot of interviews. No, I don't do interviews in the morning. You guys know that. So, you know, for me to put somebody on, to bring somebody on in the morning, it's a great thing. I don't do it very often. And it would be great if he could call us back. But the Reawaken America tour, you know, it's something that we have to understand, that we have to wake up America. And if not, you know, we're going to slide into the Great Reset. The Great Reset, ladies and gentlemen, is a serious issue. People don't realize that it's another level of the New World Order. At least that's what I am seeing and what I am experiencing. That you know, this dystopian world that we got, you know, that we got, how should we say it, that we're stuck in. I mean, this world of changing, of forced change, instead of living under our own freedoms, our own ideas, you know, we are being forced changed by social media, by government, by mass brainwashing. I think everybody can look at COVID and see what is actually going on. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to try to pull him back in here, and then we'll just continue to do what I do. We'll continue to hammer the news and hammer the information. And we'll try to get the facts out here. You know, we have the sea of sewage in Washington, D.C. It's not a swamp. If you believe that the swamp in Washington, D.C. is just a few bad apples, I would say you were wrong. It's more like a garbage heap. And that the garbage heap in Washington, D.C. needs to be
calling
fixed,
the offices of Clay
needs
Clark
to be changed.
Due to the heavy
and
amount of spam.
We get the answering machine again. And that's okay. God bless Clay. Clay Clark. I wish him well. Sorry I missed him. I guess when we come back from the break, he didn't realize, or I don't know. It don't matter. It's okay. It's all good. It is all good. Let's get back to news and information, as we don't hardly skip a beat here at Revolution Radio, where we try to bring the truth, not the mainstream media mind control. Yeah, so anyway, we'll try to get Clay on again, and hopefully we'll get it straight. And yeah. Let's see. Credit Suisse is set to slash thousands of jobs. despite handing out hundreds of millions of dollars to retain top talent. So they took the money from, well, you know, their lower tier workers and passed it on up to the top. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Could we see widespread civil unrest? Well, not only here in America, but in Europe. You know, when people stop paying bills, you know, in mass, that's not going to work well for society. But we must stop and we must change, you know, the direction of where we're going. But, you know, I just, you know, my fear is that, or my belief is that it seems that there are just so many different people trying to hijack different memes, different ideas, trying to position themselves, you know, in this grand game of power and money and everything in between. And, you know, really, how much money is enough? I mean, that's what you have to ask in the end. You know, the real question is, how much money is enough for these guys? And why is it that all the money that seems to be made, created, and, it, you know, it disappears into some black hole somewhere? I mean, it's, you know, it's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? 2018, she was $8,000 in debt. Her net worth was $8,000 in debt, in the hole, $8,000. Today, she's worth $27 million. I want you to think about that. $27 million in 4 years in grifting Congress. And you can see how the socialist vixen has quickly turned into, you know, a prostitute for the government, for the system itself. It truly is maddening. So London hit with riots back in 1990 when the government's efforts to introduce a poll tax and the new levy eventually was scrapped after a coalition of interest groups, mostly among the working class and the middle class, combined to defeat it. Anyway, average energy bills in the UK are really two types of fuel, basically, and are expected to increase 283% this coming winter or more. Double and a half electric bills. Double and a half, think about it, power bills and heating bills. Now, you know, those may be the same and those may be different. I don't know. I can't say, you know, what the average heating and cooling systems are in houses in Europe, in all honesty. So I can't make a description, but it appears that most people are so concerned that, you know, because many places have taken out their chimneys and they have no way to, if they did have a wood stove or if they bought a wood stove, they would have no way to essentially to use it. Yeah. Whoa, Spain is getting tough on electricity usage. Yes, citing a real risk of a natural gas shortage during the winter, and it's in August, okay? The Spanish government has decreed that all shops, department stores, cinemas, hotels, and public buildings cannot have air conditioning set on below 27 degrees Celsius or just below 81 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer. Heating above 19 degrees or 66 degrees in the winter is also going to be prohibited. So now Spain, if they control or you have a digital thermostat, will be controlling and will they be tracking your electric usage and calling it your carbon footprint. Really? Yep, that's what they're going to do. And then they're just going to turn down the taps. Less and less carbon is going to be allowed to be made, and you will be poor. You will own nothing. And you will like it. I certainly wish that we would wake up at this stupidness. Wake up at the idiocracy of it. Yeah, but sometimes you have to actually physically take things into your own hands. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended state attorney Andrew Warren for picking and choosing which laws to enforce based on his personal agenda. And he has appointed a Susan Lopez as a replacement during the suspension. DeSantis actually had to send the police to escort Mr. Warren out of the office. DeSantis sent the state police to physically remove Warren from his office with access only to retrieve his personal belongings. And I assure you that no files, papers, documents, notes, records, computers, or removable storage media are removed from the office of the state attorney. DeSantis literally sent cops to evict this clown. Remember, this is a George Soros liberal attorney who essentially does not apply the law evenly and fairly across the board, but he flagrantly violates his oath of office picks and chooses. Almost in a sense of racism entitlement, maybe is a good way to put it, and illegal immigration entitlement. Yeah, anyway, ousted San Francisco district attorney Chelsea Bowden said she won't seek office again and to regain the position in which she was ousted in a June recall vote because San Francisco has essentially turned into a shithole. And we can reawaken America. You know, we can get this, we can get out of this funk that we're in. So, yeah, it's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. The climate cult is eager to take advantage of Europe's energy crisis. You know, it's the climate cult is the reason that we are in this problematic situation to start with. With the aerosol spraying, you know, that is going on, solar radiation control, whatever they want to call it. You know, all it takes is a couple volcanoes for the Earth to essentially burp a couple good times. And we shall be, well, how should I say it? We shall be back in an ice age. And liberals will essentially be calling global cooling the scourge that will end us all. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Of course, what scientists don't tell you is that the official weather records and temperatures used by climate scientists only goes back about 140 years ago into the mid-1880s. So the millions and millions of years of Earth on weather and the CO2 levels and everything else, you know, they use this stuff to cherry pick evidence. And they neglect some of the most crucial evidence. But anyway, climate change is, well, let's just say less than real. In fact, you know, there must be climate change on Mars because now that we have rovers up there, it seems that the temperature of Mars has, well, increased. Yes, it's sheer crazy. Yeah, so Mars has increased, you know, all the other planets have picked up, you know, temperature spikes and increases, and but it's man's fault, right? It's just more idiocracy. Uh-oh, here it is. This not so happy land in Sweden. Yes, in Sweden, where the blonde lesbians live in control. There is a new suggestion for segregation. That's right, forced segregation into migrant areas where the migrant population itself will be distributed in accordance with a percentage of peoples of Western, non-Western origins, and of course people of Denmark or Western origin, I should say, will be essentially segregated to where they will be all divided and spread out amongst each other. So, you know, the gangs don't form. I don't believe that that's going to work. You know, I don't believe that the Africans and the Arabs that came to Denmark want to integrate with their society. They want to build a parallel society. And then eventually do what? That's right, to take over the rest of Sweden. I truly believe, you know, this is going to happen eventually. And it essentially it is because of the neglect of, you know, of the people in Sweden. Paul Joseph Watson said this. Hey, where you at, Paul? Yeah, everybody knew it would end in disaster, but hey, nobody even did a damn thing about it, did they? Well, you see it in France, you see it in Germany, you see it in the UK, you see it in Denmark. I mean, is there a country that hasn't brought the migrants in? You see it in Italy, you know, from Africa. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few good people. I'm really sure there's a few good Africans that come in, but I just really believe that most of them are just effing assholes, and that they're really there to run rampant, to essentially, you know, assert themselves as some tribal power. I know that may sound crazy to you, but your dumbass in Europe and everywhere else, they don't come from where they are. They don't think like they do. And that's the whole gist of the damn thing, right? They don't think the way you do, and you don't think the way they do. And you're thinking like they're thinking that they think the way you do, and they don't. It's like the known, known, unknown knowns. It is all effing horse shite. That's the sad world and the sad political truth that we are in today. People have lost their, they lost their proverbial minds because they think everybody is supposed to think like they do. And, you know, and that's their first failing. People aren't going to think like you. So you have to think differently in different ways to communicate with people in what they consider to be appropriate communication within their tribal structure, their social or their environmental structure. And if you can't communicate, you know, people will, people will find a way to do whatever they want, however they want. And until you can figure out a way to keep said behavior in check, even if it is enforcing the law the way they did in the land where they came and fled from, because evidently in many cases, they just do whatever the hell they want. You know, and if you're a young, strong man and you can bully the community, that's not going to go well in Europe, but it might work back where you're from in Africa. We'll be right back. Station promotions going right now.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us.